American Log Homes and Cabins is assisting a developer in liquidating several of our kits that have deposits on them for only the balance owed. Most of these will save you more than half of the original cost. An example, our Augusta model, normally $42,450, is being sold for $16,500. Our Biloxi model, normally $36,825, is being sold for $14,500. This includes delivery, excluding California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii, but we will pay partial shipping to those states. These kits have not been manufactured, and there's no time limit on delivery. This is a log home kit that includes complete blueprints from foundation details to roof, stack sheets, and a construction manual. Any do-it-yourselfer or builder can erect the logs. Kits do not include any part of roof, windows, or doors. Please call 704-602-3035 for availability. You can also visit our website at www.AmericanLogHomesAndCabins.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, as we know, the economy, the building industry, a lot of other areas of the economy more broadly are crying out for apprentices. We need to get more of them qualified. We need to make sure they're staying in their jobs. And of course, we need them to have the right composition and blend of skills to be successful. And the National Apprenticeship Office are running a One More Job initiative that provides support for small business to employ apprentices. And here to tell me more is Stakeholder and Engagement Manager with the National Apprenticeship Office, Damien Walsh. Good evening, Damien.
Evening, Eamon. How are you keeping?
Good indeed, Damien. Listen, I've been saying in the intro there how important it is to get apprenticeships underway, get people qualified and get them out into the live labour market in so many different areas, not just construction, but a lot of other areas. So it's small employers. We know about the big employers. They can take people on. But what's happening with getting smaller employers looking to take them on?
Yeah, 100%. So I suppose, you know, I'm on today just to talk specifically about the One More Job campaign that we're running currently in the National Apprenticeship Office. And I suppose, as you said, the One More Job campaign focuses in specifically on micro and small businesses in Ireland, in particular those who, you know, haven't engaged in apprenticeships so far and are maybe kind of, you know, testing the waters to see, you know, what's the process involved with becoming a suitably qualified employer to take on apprentices, what's involved in the registration process around taking on apprentices, and kind of the supports, you know, around what support will I have as an employer in a business, and what supports will my apprentice have if I were to take one on. So the One More Job campaign is specifically launched to, you know, to let employers know out there that we're here in the National Apprenticeship Office and obviously across our 16 education and training boards nationwide to say, listen, we have those supports in place, both financial and just in terms of mentoring support as well, to guide you through that process if apprenticeship is the route you're taking a go.
And Damien, what's on offer if I'm a small business, an SME, or as you say, a micro business? What kind of skills and people can I get?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you see, not a lot of people realise that actually, in fact, we have 75 different apprenticeship options, you know, on offer at the moment, and that's across 16 different sectors. I suppose, you know, a lot of the kind of the stigma and perception, when you talk about apprenticeship, as you said yourself, you might think construction, you might think engineering, but like that, in the last number of years, apprenticeship options have expanded out into hospitality, ICT, biopharma, sales, recruitment, auctioneering. So in fact, you know, employers, especially small and micro employers, mightn't even realize that there's actually an option there in terms of an apprenticeship route that they could get their employees involved in. And it's not just the traditional, you know, electrical, plumbing, carpentry and mechanics type of route. You have, as I said already, your retail supervision, your sales, your commis chef, your software developer. There's so many different sectors and areas that have apprenticeship offerings there for businesses at the moment. And I suppose we're on to encourage employers to go on the website, have a look at the offerings, and have a look at the One More Job campaign to see what supports are there and available for them, you know.
And Damien, is there a lot of bureaucracy in this? I mean, I could just imagine a lot of smaller businesses listening to me now saying, look, I'd love to take an apprentice, but I just cannot be filling out endless mountains of forms. Can you just guide us through a little bit what's involved? How easy is it to actually get someone on board?
100%. It's actually a very simple process in the sense of, obviously enough, if an employer is there, as we said already, and they're not sure even if there is an apprenticeship option available for them, the first step they do is to go onto the website. So it's apprenticeship.ie. They go onto the website and they can have a look across the, you know, the relevant sector that they're involved in and the various apprenticeship options. Now, once they find an apprenticeship offering that they feel they have employees that could fit the bill for that, All they simply do is to fill out a very simple basic expression of interest on the website. And what that does is that then triggers the local education and training board in their region to contact them. And thankfully, we have a team of apprenticeship advisors that actually call out to the business and talk them through the process in a, you know, in a face-to-face setup where they say, look, here's what's involved. Here's what the journey would look like. Here are the supports available and the grants available and so on. And it's all done on a one-to-one basis, you know, to guide them through everything you need to know.
And are you finding it easy to get the apprentices themselves? I mean, it's, you know, this is a two-sided thing. We can have employers, but just talk to me a little briefly about what the current situation is and getting a people.
Absolutely. Well, I suppose, look, it's all, you know, sector dependent in terms of, obviously, we have a lot of established apprenticeships that are up and run for decades, you know, in terms of your electrical and carpentry and plumbing and so on. And we have obviously very big numbers year in, year out when it comes to those type of apprenticeships. The other side of the coin then is obviously we're constantly trying to build awareness with the fact that we have, you know, widened out our range of apprenticeship offerings to various different sectors, because a lot of apprenticeships have only started up in the last, you know, 3 to 5 years. So it's still getting the word out there to employers and to people to say, hey, listen, you know, it's not just a traditional third level route.
Yeah, well, certainly things like, auctioneering and so on. I never thought that would be apprentices.
Oh,
that's
100%.
Amazing.
And, and the benefit to employers, you see, is obviously enough that it's an earn and learn model of education. So in fact, the employers who do get involved with apprenticeship, especially small and micro employers, they really benefit from having apprentices on board because they bring people in from the ground up, you know, train them in the way in which.
Listen, Damien, I'm under a little bit of time pressure as we head towards the end of there. Thank you for that. You've put a different slant on the apprenticeship experience. Damien Walsh, who is the stakeholder and engagement manager with the National Apprenticeship Office. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.